WAKE Radio. I want to welcome everybody to a very special edition of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside a nervous and scared Golfer Gal, we have a very interesting show for you this week.
It's a ridiculous show.
We have the WGC Invitational by Bridgestone this week, but more importantly, Golfer Gal has accepted a hot dog eating challenge. And what that means, basically, is Golfer Gal and myself enjoy the TV show Man vs. Food. And each week, I hear the same thing out of her as we are watching it, which is, I could do that. And this last week, we saw a repeat of him eating 17 hot dogs in an hour.
Which I clearly can't eat 17 hot dogs in an hour.
But she did say she could do 5. And granted, our show is not an hour long.
I'm getting ripped off. I just want people to know that.
But she did say she could do 5 hot dogs in a half hour or the duration of our show. I've grilled them up. They look great, and I even, according to her rules, she wanted low-fat hot dogs and wheat hot dog buns.
Which I think the wheat might have been a mistake because it's supposed to make you fuller faster, so I could have ended up hurting myself here.
We've taken some pictures, and we're also, of course, rolling video during this and going to have some quick video hits, but this is going to be her trying to get through 5 hot dogs in an hour and me basically calling play-by-play along with talking about the WGC.
They're loaded with spicy mustard, too, so people know.
They're not loaded. She put a drop of each one, and while doing so, said the whole time, I better not put too much because I don't want to hurt my chances.
No, because the horseradish, my head, it's not going to be good.
Well, we have white plates that are, you know, your normal square-size white plates, and she has 5 hot dogs and buns sitting across them. I was going to use a smaller plate and pyramid it, but, you know, I figured she'd complain and say it didn't count because mustard might have been on the bottom of the bun.
Well, actually, I tried to pyramid it to make it look pretty and one fell on the floor, so we had to make a second one.
Yes, that would be the actual thing that happened. So, by all, start your eating. You have 30 minutes.
I'm not even hungry.
So, like I said, we have the WGC going on right now, and being that we're recording this on Thursday, Steve Stricker's in the lead at 3 under, but this tournament is about as good as you get. Top 50 golfers, all of them are in. Robert Allenby withdrew, and I'm looking over at her, and she's tearing bun off the first hot dog, and I said this on the THP forum, she has absolutely no chance at doing this, none whatsoever. She's taken one bite, she's got the THP mascot Ellie staring at her. And this is comical and should be on THP TV.
I can't stop laughing because of Ellie.
She's going to come up with every excuse in the book on why she couldn't get it done. But back to my talk of golf. You know, with the exception of Robert Allenby, who withdrew because he slipped on his boat. He's actually out of the PGA Championship,
too. These buns are terrible.
What radio, folks? The things we do for ratings.
These buns are horrible.
You wanted whole wheat, you get whole wheat. I tell her all the time, whole wheat's junk. Everybody wants the good stuff. And she's tearing the bun off. She's going to have to go Kobayashi and start dunking it in water near the end if she wants any chance of doing this. But she's not even through the first hot dog yet, I got to say. We're 3.5 minutes into this show. And she's I'll give you an extra bonus time because we talked for the first minute.
Thank you.
So she's 2.5 minutes into it, and she's...
Like a minute.
She hasn't even finished half of one hot dog.
Ellie's going to pounce on me in a minute.
And she absolutely, I've said it before, she has no chance. I'm rooting for her.
He's a liar. He's not rooting for me.
I'm not. She has no chance of succeeding in this. And I wish she would just stop after one and say, you're right. I was wrong. I can't do it. I'm going to check the video camera here. And yeah, it's recording and it's getting her laughing as she's trying to get through the first hot dog. Like I said, she's got no chance. But back to the WGC, it's a loaded field. The invitational events are so much fun. They're major-like quality. And we should see, you know, a great outcome this weekend or great golf. We had a contest going on.
We do.
Sponsored by Bridgestone Golf, where you picked 3 golfers. One could have been Matt Kuchar, and because he's a Bridgestone guy, you get double dollars. Ellie, get away from the hot dogs. Many people seem to go after, and now Morgan is cheating and handing hot dog bun to Ellie. She has no shot, folks, at doing this. none. She's basically disqualified herself, but I'm going to let that small little bite go and prove to her that she can't do it. We got hundreds and hundreds of entries in this contest.
If I could stop laughing, I'd be able to do this better.
Right. We got hundreds of entries in this contest.
These puns are terrible.
And most people were going after the Tiger Woods, the Phil Mickelson, the Lee Westwood, and putting Kuchar in there because of the double money that he gets in the contest. And my question to everybody out there, and a question that I think people should be discussing on the forum, is whether or not Morgan could stop feeding the dog. Whether or not this is a must-win.
Sorry for talking with food in my mouth, guys.
Yeah. The funny thing is half the time she doesn't have food in her mouth, and she has no chance. But is this a must-win for Tiger Woods? Mm-hmm. You know, I never look at a golf tournament and say it's a must-win, but this is a tournament that, in a golf course, that he has owned unlike any other. Mm-hmm. You know, more than a handful of wins. And he struggled this year a little bit. And I don't mean struggled from the typical sense, because, you know, top fives in majors are never considered struggling. Ask Lee Westwood. This is a tournament going in that any other year, this is an automatic lock. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I look at this year, and I'm not even sure he's the favorite going in. Mm-mm. So that opens, you know, up a lot of things. And I think we had 73% of the people selected Tiger Woods in the contest, and their entries basically ride on him.
I'm surprised by that. I do. Stop laughing at me. I'm going to eat. You talk.
She's finished. She's on to her second hot dog.
Yeah,
she's, like I said, she's on to her second hot dog, and she's almost done with two. However,
in my mouth.
There's still half a bun sitting on the plate, and that
I
is not
that
for
in later.
That is not for the dog.
I'm shoving in later.
Yeah, that's what she said. back to the tournament and the contest. You know, going in, I wouldn't have taken Tiger or Phil. I would have gone
not
out a little
either.
Different way. I like Stricker, and obviously easier said than done, being that he's leading. And you probably shouldn't say that. You're going to jinx a lot of people.
I am sorry.
I really liked Vijaygas for a couple of different reasons. One, he's been going through contract talks with a company. That's done. It's been announced. He signed with TaylorMade Golf.
It's official.
And I think...
And Adidas, too, because you can correct. Play
those shoes. And that is off his back. You know, he can go out and just play golf now. He's still playing the other clubs. Some of them. But, you know, I think he has less pressure to worry about that. I related a lot to the NFL player who's going through the contract negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's officially done. He signed up with TaylorMade. Terms were not disclosed, but they've been thrown around on the forum in different forms and formats.
I think it's a good fit.
It is a good fit. They needed the frontline star. He can be that frontline star to go along, you know, with a real stable of golfers. But I liked him this week, and another guy I really like who people just aren't talking a lot about is the Martin Kaymer.
Mm.
You know, going back to TaylorMade, I don't mean that to, you know, talk about him like it's third person or anything like that. He's the highest ranked TaylorMade golfer.
Mm-hmm.
He's played incredible golf on the other side of the pond.
Exactly.
Hasn't gotten it done here, but he's looked really good in recent weeks, and I think he's got a really good shot.
Ellie's drooling.
The dog is drooling in front of her plate. She's on hot dog 3. Mm. In fact, she just finished hot dog 3.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say if you piece together the pieces of bread, there'd be a whole bun still on her plate. The dog is staring at her and smiling and drooling.
There's a puddle.
And Morgan still has 2 hot dogs to go. And she's looking pretty good. She is going to regret accepting this challenge for a month. 5 feet, barely over 100 pounds, and she's going to put down her weight in hot dogs and buns and then never let me hear the end of it if she can do it.
I am sweating a little, but it's warm in here.
Well, the meat sweats will catch you on hot dog 3, so...
It's the stupid bun!
the bread sweats. She almost got suckered into another challenge yesterday when she started talking about how much she loved potatoes.
I do.
And she was going to accept the challenge of eating 4 baked potatoes in 30 minutes.
I can't do that.
She can't do the hot dogs either. You should see her. There's actually sweat dripping right now. And she is trying everything to get this 4th hot dog in. But so, you know, back to the tournament. This should be a great weekend of golf. We love Doral. We go every year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a very similar format, except this one has Tiger Woods in it, because while he normally pays in Doral, he had other issues this year. and appointments at Perkins and food reservations and whatnot. So, you know, it could be just a great, great tournament come this weekend. And there's a lot of big names, every big name, basically. I want to shift focus for a couple of minutes back to the hot dogs. And watching her really, she's going
hard.
She's going much, much slower at this point. Bites were, you know, 2 every 10 seconds. Now they're 1 every 30 seconds. And the chewing, her jaw looks like it's actually tired.
I have chipmunk cheeks right now.
She probably...
And I've already had chipmunk cheeks.
Besides the entire bun broken up that's still made up, and half the bun that she gave the dog.
I didn't give her anything.
Right. She also has probably almost an entire hot dog storing for the winter in her cheeks, like a chipmunk. And the bites are getting huge now. She's trying to muscle her way through it. I live with her, and I have no idea what that just meant. Do you care to enlighten us? No, go ahead. You're shoveling hot dogs. You have plenty. There's 15 minutes left to go, I might add. 15 minutes and only 1.5 hot dogs to go. She could actually pull this off.
The problem is once I get it in my mouth, I can't chew it because it's too big.
Riveting and gripping radio we have here for you. Switching gears a little bit, you know, we're only about a month away from our fall golf outing. And a little over a month. And we think don't even dare give it to the dog. And we think that it's shaping up to really get there between the demo day, the golf outing, the golf. And we won't get too much into it this week because, you know, Morgan's going to be shoveling hot dogs and being sick. I forgot her bucket that we probably should have put next to her. She's slowing down a lot. She's still on hot dog 4, and she's slowing down quite a bit.
I can feel the hot dog like in my chest right now.
you know, one of the things that I wanted to tell people about, and I guess pat myself on the back or brag, I've been invited next week. I am going to Oregon and to play Band in Dunes, which is just recently named by Golf Magazine the number one public course in the country, beating out Pebble Beach, and she may be stopping. She's hurting.
I only have one hot dog to go.
But Adidas has a contest every year called Where in the World, or at least they did last year and this year again. And the finals end up at Band in Dunes in Oregon.
Maybe if I plug my nose so I can't taste it anymore.
Maybe. You got a lot of bread still to go. She's holding her nose and trying to chew. But I will be heading to Oregon next week and playing Band in Dunes as well as another one of the courses there with the Where in the World guys. Talking about Adidas, talking about how the clothes worked for them for the last month as they've traveled around the world and different climates and everything else. And I'm looking forward to it. For those that have played the course, let us know what your thoughts were. Let us know what your favorite, what you did like, what you didn't like, if there was anything you didn't like. Are you going to eat hot dogs if you're ever out there again? Because I don't believe Golfer Gal will. She's just now she's basically just sit back against the wall. Still has a hot dog to go.
Oh, it's so bad.
And probably a half a bun. And the THP mascot, Ellie, just sitting in front of her looking at her like, I could help you out here. We could do a mother-daughter kind of thing.
I have one hot dog too. If it wasn't for these buns, I could do it. These buns are horrible. It's like sandpaper in my mouth.
I warned everybody on the THP forum halfway through this the excuses would start.
No.
She's basically at this point, she's like food drunk.
I don't feel well.
She's got four hot dogs down, sort of. And she's got one hot dog that's still sitting there in the bun. And then she's got random pieces of bread strewn about on the plate.
Bread is so gross.
It's just your regular wheat hot dog bun.
I do feel drunk right now. I do. I feel like I'm having a hot dog overdose at the moment.
The meat sweats, and she's picked up hot dog 5. It's not going anywhere yet. But she's definitely not doing so good, and I'd like to win the contest, so I'm going to tell her to put it down. But I think she can power her way through this. I got faith in her.
I have to do it for my fans.
For your fans?
Yeah.
Are your fans hot dog eaters?
They will be now.
Or they won't be now. I guess it depends on how you look at it.
Never eating hot dog. My pants are so tight.
She still hasn't gotten to number 5 yet. It's in her hands. She's looking at it. It might be looking back at her. Now she's breaking it apart and she's going to, she has no chance of getting this down. This is actually comical watching her try to figure out how she's going to eat this.
Oh, I don't know that I can.
You ready to throw in the towel?
I may throw up the rest of that. Look at her, she wants the water.
We are on the radio.
I know.
Would you like to throw in the towel and just call it a day?
How much time do I have left?
You have 10 minutes to go.
No.
You're gonna sit. She's taking a break, which we all know. Any of us that are eaters out there, we all know taking a break is like the worst thing you can do. She's sweating. Golfer guy will tell you she doesn't sweat. She glows.
Glistens.
But she's leaning back, head down. It's not looking good.
I feel defeated.
Well, the hot dogs did defeat you. But there's still time. You still got a full hot dog. And about half of a bun broken up. It looks like what you're going to do to him later, sitting on the plate. She's got a legitimate shot here. It's going to see if she has some of the Rocky Balboa in her and the intestinal fortitude to just cram it down and go with it.
Intestinal fortitude, I like that.
Yeah, do you?
I can get the hot dog down.
But that's not the contest.
Stupid bun. We need a bleeper because I'm going to start saying things that aren't appropriate for the radio.
Because you're such a lady.
I am. Look at me. I'm a lady. This is real ladylike here.
I found it quite charming, but I'm an eater.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it may not be charming later, but in the THP offices, as she's trying to figure out how she can get through this, she's looking at it, holding napkin, head down.
I feel like I'm drugged right now. Like, my body doesn't feel like itself.
Would you like a warm glass of milk to go with that?
No, I'm allergic. Thank you.
So she's actually now looking at it, and she's picking it up and basically playing with her food at this point. She's pretty much waving in the towel. Back to WGC. Stricker is in the sole lead at 3-under. But on bigger news, Golfer Gal has thrown in the towel. No, she hasn't. She threw it. She picked up the hot dog and then threw it back down, but apparently is going to give it some more time because she does still have 8 minutes.
I really am afraid that I'll throw up if I try to eat it, though. That's the problem. I can tell. I'm up to here with hot dog.
Well, I can tell you from watching competitive eating in my day that there's two things that, one, they call that a reversal of fortune.
Whatever.
And that is not allowed. You would be disqualified and I would be declared the winner.
I know, and throwing up a hot dog is going to be disgusting. I don't think I can do that.
I prefer to call it refunding your meal. And
and I'm cheap, so I can't do that either. And I've got the hiccups. I have the hot dog hiccups.
I don't even know if that's possible.
It is possible.
It sounds thoroughly disgusting. She's got still this full hot dog.
Why couldn't we have done chocolate cake again?
Because the chocolate cake wasn't anywhere near 5 hot dogs either. And despite everybody telling you you could not do this, she still thought she could. And I give her credit. You know, she's put down 4 3¾.
4.
There's at least a quarter of a bun on the plate.
There's like a bite of a bun.
Clearly she is drunk on hot dogs. and don't forget, we have pictures and video rolling here, so she can't really lie.
I'm trying to scoop up my crumbs right now because I don't like things messy.
Yeah. Dainty, that's what she is. I would say that at this point, she's pretty much done. We have, don't give it to the dog, Morgan. I'm watching you hold the bun next to the dog. She's trying.
But look at.
She's trying to make it seem like she's not going to do it.
You're drooling.
But she's absolutely about to feed the dog, and the dog does not get hot dogs or buns.
It's all wheat.
Next week, we have a very interesting show. And I wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit because we have a guest on that many would not even think about when they think of our golf show. And that is former baseball superstar Tim Salmon from the Los Angeles, Anaheim, Disney, Angels, whatever they want to call themselves this year. Tim's a great guy, a huge golfer, and, you know, big into charities and everything else. Do not feed the dog.
I am not feeding the dog.
She has evil eyes when she's holding food, looking at me and looking
at
the dog.
There's no food in my hand. Look, the camera can see. There's no food in my hands.
But Tim Salmon's going to join us to talk about some of the charity work he's doing, as well as quite a bit of information on his golf game, the struggles he went through getting into golf, and you know how his game is going now and who he's playing with, and should we expect to see him on the Champions Tour at some point?
It's official, folks.
She has thrown in the towel. 3¾ hot dogs.
Four.
I'll give her the 4 actual hot dogs. But she didn't finish the 4th bun. Only half of it. And there's video to prove it. So
I'm telling you right now, if this was a regular bun, I think I could have done it. But this bun was dry and it was horrible and it tasted like sandpaper.
All I can answer to that is you had the option. We had regular buns. You wanted whole wheat.
I was trying to be healthy. I was trying to find a way to
You're eating
healthy.
5 hot dogs. There's no way to
They're
be healthy.
They're fat, low fat.
They are low
97
fat.
97 or 98% fat free.
Yes, 1 gram of fat per hot dog.
Yeah.
And 50 calories?
40.
40 calories per hot dog.
Yeah.
And the good news is you didn't eat them all, so you can subtract the calories you thought you were going to intake from the ones you didn't eat.
And the ones I'm going to throw up later.
That's true also. Once again, this has been absolutely riveting radio. Before we go, do you want to give us your picks for the WGC?
I don't know that I can right now. I pick Ellie.
The THP mascot is staring at her, smiling, wagging her tail, and saying, I can finish what she did. This is a tag team event.
She deserves it, too. She had to go to the vet today.
I don't really think the listeners need to worry about whether or not the dog goes to the vet or care.
Well, at least they know she's vaccinated.
She is vaccinated. But, you know, we might as well just call this contest another win for JB and his predictions. For some reason, she really
thought... I hold my head in shame.
For some reason, she really thought she could get this done. The proof is right here on video. And you could look at her right now and absolutely see that the proof... Her eyes look glossed over. She looks defeated. It's like a prize fighter at the end of a fight. I mean, I'm waiting for her to say, cut me, Mick. It's been that bad.
Everywhere.
It's been that bad.
I'm a mess.
So we might as well sign off and tell you guys, make sure you tune in next week. Like I said, we have a special guest, former baseball superstar Tim Salmon, joining us to talk golf, talk charity, and everything else that's going on in his life. And that's always fun when we get to, you know, have somebody on that's a little outside the box.
Thanks for experiencing my torture with me.
For myself and Golfer Gal, the THP mascot Ellie, the 1½ hot dogs still left that are uneaten.
One.
Right. The 9 buns that are still left uneaten.
One.
We will sign off now and say, unlike us eating hot dogs, we hope you're keeping it in the fairway. Goodbye, everybody.